Okay, we are on today's Dalet. We're on today's Afternoon Dalet. We're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara starts. Today's Shia is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Ilan Ishmael Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Yaakov HaKohen. Now, while the Kohen Gadol was somebody who was stirring the blood to make sure it didn't congeal. So, and where was he? So the Gemara assumed that he was inside the Heichal. And the Gemara therefore asks, how can he be inside in the Torah? Nobody's allowed to go into the Heichal for no reason. You can't just go into the Heichal. And that's what the whole Tzedakah is all about. You can't just go into the Heichal. So how could you Mishnah say that while the Kohen Gadol is doing ABC, this other person stirring in the Heichal? So Gemara says, you're right. Amar Yehuda, Tani, what the Mishnah means is Shel Heichal. He's outside facing the Heichal. So the Heichal, he is in the Azara. In order to understand this Gemara, there's three places. There's the Heichal, which in times of the Mishkan was the same thing as the Ol Moed. That is where the Shulchan was, the Menorah was, the small Mizbeach was. Then there's the Ulam. There was no Ulam in the Mishkan. It's called an antechamber in English. It's a very long room that led into the Heichal. And then outside the Heichal, you had the Azara. Okay. Not the Azara, the Ezra's Kahanim. Right. Okay. We're gonna get more into that in a minute. Nobody can, at times, nobody's allowed to be in the Ol Moed. So the Gemara says, Yachal Afilu Bazara, maybe even in the Azara too. The Gemara, we're gonna have it now, the Gemara is gonna say shortly, that whenever avodos were done in the Heichal, nobody could be in the Heichal. Only the person doing the avoda. Otherwise, nobody was supposed to be there. It says, "V'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'ol moed." Nobody else could be there. So maybe even the Azara, that's the same din. So Talmud Lama, therefore the Torah says, "Ba'ol moed." No, only in the Ol Moed. Only in the Heichal, nobody's allowed to be. Somewhere else, you're allowed to be. Ein li ela ba'ol moed sheba midbar. I only know that was true in the Ol Moed, in the Midbar. Shiloh ubeis olamim minayin. How do I know that even applied in Shiloh and in the Beit HaMikdash? Talmud Lomar b'mikdash, in any holy spot. Tosfos says from here that even today you can't go to Shiloh and go to the Makom HaMikdash. You can never go. And even today you can't go to the Makom of the Kodesh of the Beit HaMikdash, which is what the Rambam holds in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Rambam says at Lahalacha, you're not allowed still remaining, and you can't be there. And the Ravid has a long Ravid that says, the Ravid says, his exact words are, Svaras Atzmu who's there, he's there. It's the Rambam's own Svara. That's not, we don't pass it in that way. But this is a much larger machlokas about whether the Kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash is also love or not. Tosafot in the Rambam, saying from here, well, part of it's from here, that you see it is. Because the Gemara asks, what about Shiloh? What about the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara answers, though it says, B'mikdash, no matter what Mikdash we're talking about, whatever it is, the Beis HaMikdash, Shiloh, the Mishkan, it's all the same, it's all, you can't go there. Ein li ela, it's very interesting that there's not one Rishon that counts this as one of the Tayag Mitzvos, of not going into the Heichal at the time when Avodah is being done. No one counts it. So Yeruchim Fishel Perlout says, and he wrote a pirush on the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Reb Tzadjigon, he says, because it's included in the mitzvah of V'chol Zor Lo Yikarev, right, that any Zor can't come close. Included in that is this as well. So that's what Yeruchim Fishel Perlout says. Best I can come up with. What? Who said that? It says emotional avodah. It's an issue in the avoda, not in the person. Okay. Ainli ela b'shas haktara. Fine. Ainli ela b'shas haktara. I only know that's true at the time of the ketoreth. We'll see why we know that's true. B'shas. So at the time when the kohen burning the ketoreth in the heichal, nobody else could be there. That's true by the ketoreth. B'shas matan daman minayin. How do we know it's even true by the dams? Whatever dam went on in the Heichal, also nobody was allowed to be there. Talmud Lomar, Bivo'o L'chaper. When you go in there for Kapara, and the dam says Kapara. Ein li ela b'chnisaso. I only know that this is true when you enter, when the coin's going in. Biti aso minayin. How do I know it's even true when he's exiting? Talmud Lomer, I'd say so, even when he's exiting. And that, so fine, that ends that discussion. That is that discussion that at any time the Kohen is doing any avoda in the Heichal, nobody else could be in there. Nobody else could be in there. It's a private thing. Only the Kohanim that were involved would be there. Nobody else could be there. Now that the Gemara darshins, that pasuk, the Gemara darshins the rest of the pasuk. It says, V'chiper ba'ado uba'ad beiso, uba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Kapara so, his kapara is kodem, as le kapara is beiso. Comes before the kapara of his family. The kapara is beiso, the kapara of his family, kodem as le kapara is achiv, comes before the kapara of his brothers. Hakahana. The kapara is achiv hakahanim, and the kapara for his brothers, kodem as le kapara is kol kahal Yisrael, comes before the rest of Klal Yisrael. We had this yesterday, because it's much better for you to have, for you to ask for forgiveness for others if you got it for yourself already. If you're in the same boat as them, it's much more difficult. Now, Amar Mar, we just said, Ainli Ella Bishas Haktara, that we thought that this rule about not going into the Heichal when the Kohen's there doing the Voda only was by the Ketores. That's what we said. I know by the Ketores, but by the Dan, how do I know? So the Gemara says, my Mashma. What made you think it was only by the Ketores? Why would I think that only the Ketores has this din? Why? What's so special about the Ketores? So Amar Rava, V'chein Amar Vitzak Amar Barvdimi, V'chein Amar Belazar Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, V'chiper Ba'ado Uva'ad Beiso Uva'ad Kahal Yisrael. Right? Everybody. So Ezehu Kapara Sheshava Lo Ula Beiso Ulachav HaKahanim V'chal Kahal Yisrael. Which Avoda is an avoda that applies equally to everybody across the board? As Rashi points out, none of the dams do that. Each carbon was for a different sect of people. One was for the Kahanim, one was for the Kohen Gadol, one was for only the Am Yisrael. Fine, but we're talking about, I hear, but this one carbon that was not, right? The Kohen Gadol brought his own. I hear, but that's in the Lefnai V'Lefnim, I think. That's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. This is in the Kodesh. This is in the Heichal.
You can't stay in the
Heichal,
but
the
Kohen Gadol is
doing the Avodah
in the Kodesh Kedoshim.
Yeah, but as Rashi says, the Ilu Matan Dam and Ein Shavin B'Kulam, Sha'apar B'Chafar Allah, B'Al-Kahan, B'Asir Al-Yisrael. Right, but in fact, they mix them together. Okay, that's a good question. I don't know. But the Gemara seems to assume that there's no individual carbon that affects everybody. There's no individual carbon that affects everybody. What does affect everybody equally? Havyom Mezeh Ketoreth. It's the Ketores. One second. Have you always had Ketores? Ha Ketores. The Ketores Mechaperes. And the Ketores Mechaper. What kind of Kapar is the Ketores? So Gemara says, in, yes. The Hatani, Rabbi Chanina, Lamdenu, the Ketores, Shemechaperes. The Ketores is Mechaper. How do I know? Shenemar, like it says, Vayitayas Ha Ketores, and Aaron took the Ketores, and Parashas Korach, when Aaron saw that there was a plague happening and people were dying, so he took the Ketores, the Yechaper al Ha'am, and that served a kapara for the people. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Alma Ketores Mechaperes, what is the Ketores Mechaper on? Ah, Lashon Hara. It's Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Therefore, Yava, why? Yava Dover Shebechashai, let something that's done in quiet, V'Yechaper al Maish Techashai, and let it be mechaper on an action of quiet. Meaning what? Let the Ketores, which is a ma'isa chashai, a quiet ma'isa, let it be mechaper on people who speak Lashon Hara and behind everyone's back. Right? So why is Ketores a ma'isa chashai? Why is it so quiet? So two pshatim. One is, first of all, the dam also we just said, whenever the dam is done in the Heichal, nobody else could be there. It's also quiet. The answer is, because there is such a thing as dam on the outside. There is a public dam. And the Mizbeach HaChitzon is such a thing as a public dam. There's never a public Ketores. Ketores is always private. Second of all, also, the idea that Ketores is Mechaper is that the Chashai. It's a very roundabout limud here. It's a very roundabout limud that Ketores is Mechaper. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. It's from a story from Aaron that he took the Ketores that it was Mechaper. Doesn't say anyone in the Torah, by the way, the Torah is the Mechaper. But the Dam, it says it every other pasuk in Vayikra. Never says it about Ketores. So it's a secret, it's like a quiet sort of kapara. And that is mechaper on Lashon Hara. All the Mepharshim point out, we have the exact opposite contradictory Gemara. The Gemara says, why did the Kohen Gadol wear them ill? Right? Let something that it makes noise, the meal makes noise when you walk, and let it be mechaper, the chatterboxes, who make noise. Right? So it's exact opposite. The Gemara already leaves the Petzarachiyim. Doesn't have an answer for that question. So the Gemara, oh, so the answer is, it depends. I'm sorry. The Gemara asks this question. And the Gemara says it depends. If your Lashon Hara was before Hesia, then the Me'il is going to come help you, because it makes a lot of noise. And if your Lashon Hara was Betzina, then you have the Ketores to help you. So the Kasha on that is, this Ketores of Aaron, which is the source for the fact that Betzina, Lashon Hara, the Ketores is Mechaper, was a Lashon Hara, was before Hesia. He went around the whole Am with the Ketores. That's the kasha that the Gemara has no answer for. The source of Ketores being the source of the Ketores that it's a mechaper for Tzina, Lashon Hara Betzina, he's from Aaron, but for Aaron it wasn't Betzina, it was in broad daylight. So the Gemara leaves the Petzarachian. Yeah, the answer is something along the lines of it was a harasha. He had no choice. The only way it was going to work was if it was Ba'am. The Lashon Hara there was crazy before Hesia. The whole nation heard there was slandering Moshe and Aaron. So that's the discussion over here. The Chofetz Chaim, though, had something amazing. This is today's, the Gemara is going to get extremely difficult in the next minute. So this is the take-home message over here. He says, in the second, Chelek Sheni of Shmiras Lashon. Nobody ever learned Shmiras Lashon. Certainly nobody learned Chelek Sheni. Anyway, he says over here that he brings out Gemara that what? That the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh every day, and on Yom Kippur was the Kodesh Kedashim. That's right? So he says over here, Nuchal Lira Dara Nifla Menor Ma'od. Look at this unbelievable thing. Sha Kohen Gadol, Shu Nichdas Pam Achas Peshana Bebeis Kodesh HaKedashim. He only went in once a year to the Kodesh Kedashim. Only on Yom Kippur. Havoda Harishona Shalom. What was the first thing he did in the Kodesh Kedashim? Kodem Shekib Kibalas Dam HaPar. Before the Dam HaPar. Zerikaso. Hayo, what was it? HaKetores. He brought in the Ketores. It's the first thing he did on Yom Kippur. He only went in there once a year. What was the first thing he did? Ketores. The Tzimba Torah, like it says in today's daf. Shaketores Haysa Mechaper Achein HaLashon. That the Ketores is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Kamosha Amrusham. Yavar Dava Shabachashai. But something quiet. You see how damaging Lashon Hara is. So damaging. You know how far you have to go to be mechaper for it? Aaron has to go into the Kodesh Kedashim. You know, the first thing he did was be mechaper on Lashon Hara. Once a year. Amazing. You need the Kohen Gadol for this. Shehi Huaish Mekudosh Mekal Klal Yisrael V'Huyiru L'Chaper Shem L'Fnei Hashem. He's going to be the one. The first thing he's doing on Yom Kippur in the holiest place of the year, once a year, Lashon Hara. That's what Chofetz Chaim pulls out of this Gemara. It's amazing. Okay. Now. Okay. From now till the two dots in Amud Beis, the Gemara is very, very hard. Especially the bottom over here in Amud Aleph. We're going to try to go through it very slow. The easiest way to do it is just do it slow, and we'll hopefully get it. Okay. Just one more point about what we said before about going on to Shiloh and the Kodesh Kedashim. So there's a sefer called Malchei BaKodesh, and he brings a story over there that the Ravid held that it was mutter because the Ravid held there was no kedusha la'asid lavo. So therefore, there's no kedusha. Therefore, there's no reason you can't go on Har Bayis. So the Sefer Malchei BaKodesh brings a story that when Moses about the Führer came to Eretz Yisrael, he went up on the Har Abayis and he blew shofar al Das HaRavid. And they told him at the time, this is what the Sefer quotes, they told him at the time, you know, you're like the first Jew to ever go up on Har Abayis since the Korban, because you're holding out the Ravid. We don't generally hold out the Ravid. That's how the story goes. The Yalki Yosef, which is Rav Avadji Yosef, he said that the whole thing was b'shogeg. The Chas V'Shalom, he did an Avera, either he went up a shogeg or he held the right in the shogeg. There was some shogeg going on over here that he quoted that as the name of the Shmuel Salant, who might have been there. Could be he could have been there even with Moshe Matafura. That the whole thing was b'shogeg. That don't say lashon hara about Moshe Matafura. Don't say bad about him. We generally assume not to go up. He could have gone. The whole thing was b'shogeg. Okay, just an interesting point about that. Okay, next. Here we go. Right, so according to this, the Makom Shila would be also. I don't know if we know where that is. What? So that's where there's a very long tosis here. You see how gigantic it is? Yeah. Very long. So he goes through the whole thing. He discusses it. Right. Even, I don't know if we know where the Mikdash Shiloh is. I don't know if we know the exact spot. But yes, if we did know, why should it be different? Why should it be different than the Beis HaMikdash? So Tanan Hassam. We learned in Masechtas Parah. I'm sorry, Masechtas Kalim, the following Mishnah. Parshin Ibn Ulam Vlamizbeach Bashas HaKetorah. During the Ketoreth, they didn't. Now, we just said before that during whatever malacha they were doing, when they were doing the Ketoreth, nobody was allowed to be in the Heichal. Now, the Mishnah in Kalim says, you also couldn't be, even Ibn Ulam Vlamizbeach, behind the Mizbeach. Behind the outside mizbeach, there were 22 amos between the door, between the mizbeach and the entrance of the ulam, which led into the heichal. During the time of the ketores, you couldn't be there either. Even there, you couldn't be. Why? Rashi says because they didn't want you even next to where the avoda was being done. It's a chashash. Maybe you'll come. You'll walk in. So they separated you one place more. Don't go here. Don't go here. So Tanan Hasam, Parshin Rabbeinu Ulam V'Lamizbeach B'Shas HaKetorah. At the time of the Ketoreth, you couldn't be even in the area of the Azara. Not the Azara. Behind the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, that's where you couldn't be either. Now, Amar Belazar, or Belazar says, Lo Shanu El B'Shas HaKetorah DeHeichel. That's true only when they were burning the Ketoreth in the Heichel. Then you couldn't be in the Heichel, and you even couldn't be outside the Heichel. Aval b'shas haktorah d'lefnai v'lefnim, but when the burning the ketoreth in the kodesh kasher on Yom Kippur, then the heichal parshi, you couldn't be in the heichal, but mibein ulam l'mizbeach lo parshi. But between the ulam and the mizbeach, that was okay. What's going on? There are three areas. There's the kodesh kedushim, the kodesh, which is also called the ulam. I'm sorry, the kodesh, which is also called the heichal. Then there's the ulam, which is like considered part of the heichal. Regarding this, the Gemara is asked on another base. And then you have the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeah. So the halacha is, whatever is being done in some, now the only avodas were being done in the Kodesh and in the Kodesh Kedashim. So Rabbi Lazar says, whatever was being done, you had to be removed to one spot. So if it's being done in the Heichal, you couldn't be there, and you couldn't be in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeah. If it was being done in the Kodesh Kedashim, then you couldn't be in the Heichal. But you could be in the area of the Kodesh, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. The hard part now is asking the Kasha on that. That's what he says. He says, again, if it's in the Kodesh Kedashim, you are allowed to be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. No problem. Why? Because the whole reason you can't is the skin you're going to walk in. But you're so far away. So who's not skin you're going to walk in? Masiv of Adabar Ava. Adabar Ava now is going to ask a kasha on this. The Amr la Kedi. Some say the Machlokes is what this word means. Either Kedi means the name of a person, that's the minority opinion, or it just means it's said without attribution. Someone in the yeshiva asked a question. Rabbi Yossi Omer, there's a Bryce that says as follows. Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem Sheparshin Bibein Ulam La Mizbeah B'Shasak Tara. Just like you have to separate. Between you have to get out of the ulam and the mizbeah during the ketara. Now we don't know which ketara this is. Kach parshin b'shah. So too you have to separate. You have to get out. B'shahs matan par kohen mashiach. If the kohen gadol makes a mistake, he had to bring a par. That par was done lifnim. That par was done in the heichal. Or par helam davar shel tzibur. Or if Shal Taisol made a mistake. Or siri avodas kochavim. Or if Rov Klaisol was over the Bonazara, these are karbanos where the dam was brought in the heichal inside. So just like you have to be out of there at the time of the we have to be at a where between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. At the time of the Ketores, we don't know which Ketores he means, but we're going to prove it means the inner one, just like he used to be outside the Ketores, so too you have to be outside the Ulam and the Mizbeach during the Ketores, so too you have to be outside the Ulam and Mizbeach during these things as well. Now, that seems to imply that there's no difference between the Heichal and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now we know it has to be out of. It's a given. You can't be in the Heichal when this is going on. That's a given. And now we're saying you can't even be outside the Heichal. So ma milo yesh bin Heichal bin Ulam for Mizbeach. Then in what way is the Heichal more machmir? In what way is the Heichal more machmir? We know the Heichal is more machmir. It's more holy. But if you have to be away from the Ulam and the Mizbeach during everything, then how is the Heichal more machmir? What mile does it have? What chomer does it have? So the Gemara answer. So the Braisa continues. Ella shebeheichal in what's going on in the heichal. You have to get out of the heichal portion. You have to get out of there. Bein b'shas haktara, bein shelo b'shas haktara. Whether they're burning ketores or they're not burning ketores. What does that mean? That means that they're not burning ketores in. They're not burning ketores in the heichal. But they're doing something else in the Heichal. What are they doing in the Heichal? The Dam of Yom Kippur. In the Heichal. And you have to get out of the Heichal. Then, Umidein Ulam is Mizbeach, but the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach ain't Parashat Ela B'Shas HaKetorah. You only have to get out of there during the times of the Ketores. However, during the times of the Dam, you don't have to get out of there. Okay? Now, we just said a minute ago that during the times of the dams of the Heichal, you do have to get out of this area. So what does it mean when it said at the times of the dams you don't have to leave? It must be we're talking about the dams of the Kodesh Kedushim. It must be that way. And if we're talking about the dams of the Kodesh Kedushim, we're also talking about the Ketores of the Kodesh Kedushim. What do you see? You have to get out of this area. Unlike what Rabbi Elazar said. This is the hard part. Rabbi Elazar said that during the times of the Ketores of the Kodesh Kedushim, you can stay in the Adara between the area of the Heichal and the Ulam. You can stand there and you can smell it, whatever you want to do. You can be there. What between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? What's going on in the Kodesh Kedushim? Now we just said that this Braisa seems to say that you can't. Because the Braisa makes a very cryptic statement and says, in what way is the Ulam, in what way is the Heichal more machmir than the outside area? It's more machmir as follows. The key line is here. Elo shebeheichal, in the Heichal, portion you have to get out of there. Bein b'shas haktara, when Ketores is going on. Hu bein shelo b'shas haktara, and when Ketores is not going on. What does that mean when Ketores is not going on? It means Ketores is not going on, but something else is going on. But what's going on? What's going on? It can't be dam going on in the Heichal. Because if that would be the case, then you couldn't be outside. And as the second line says, in the Ulam and Mizbeach, I'm to the Ulam and the Mizbeach, ain't portion Ela Mishas HaKetorah. You only have to get out during the times of the Ketorah. But during times of dam, you could stay. So then which Ketorah are we talking about? It can't be the Ketores of the Kodesh. Because then you wouldn't be able to stay if it were Dam. It must be, it's the Ketores of the Kodesh Kedushim. And yet, if it's Ketores, you have to leave. If it's Dam, you can stay. But if it's Ketores, you have to leave. So, Beloza, you're wrong. Even when Ketores is taking place in the Kodesh Kedushim, you can't be anywhere. So, Beloza, you're wrong. That's the kasha and the belazer. Everyone got that kasha? That's the hard part of today's daf. So the Gemara answers. Now the Gemara answers even harder. And then we're done with the hard. The Gemara answers. So b'shas haktara mi aparshi. Nevertheless, still the kasha. Nevertheless, from the Ketores, you still have to leave. My lav b'shas haktara delafnai v'lofnim. Isn't it talking about the inner Ketores? It has to be. Because if it's the outer Ketores, the contrasting line is, then you could stay for the dam, and that's not true. You can't stay there for the dam. So it must be we're talking about the Inner Ketores. So the Gemara answers, lo, b'shat ha-ketora de-heichol. We're talking about the Ketores of the Heichol. The problem with this answer is, then how do you read the Braisa? That's the problem with the answer. That's very hard. How do you read the Braisa? Rashi doesn't say a word. How do you read the Braisa? The Braisa says that you have to get, so we're interpreting this Braisa to mean that the only time, like Rabbi Elazar Shita, the only time you have to get out of the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is when they're burning the Ketores Lefnim. But if they're burning it Lefnai or Lefnim, you could stay. That's what Rabbi Elazar said. Then what does the Braisa mean? When it says, the second line of the Braisa is very difficult now. Umidein Ulam and Mizbeach ain't portion, Ela B'shat Haktara. But B'shat Dam, you could stay. B'shat Dam, you can't stay. So it must be that the Mefarshim explained that line is going on the Lefnai V'Lefnim. You have to break up the whole line. And whenever you have a kasha, just throw it to a different area. It's the only thing you can say. Fine. Everyone got that? Sure not. Okay, you have to go over it. You have to go over it a few times and it'll be much clearer. It's very, very hard. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if that's true, what you're saying is true, then ha ma maila. What was the maila? What was the maila that we said? We said the maila. What was the chumrah? The chumrah was that in the area of the heichal, you have to get out for more reasons. That's the maila was. So ihachi ha maila. Have another maila. The su lo. You don't have any more. You can have another maila. What's the maila? Ha maila. The ilam heichal. If it's from the heichal, parshu ben b'shas haktara d'day ben b'shas haktara d'lofnai v'lofnim. If it's the heichal, you have to get out to every haktara, like we just said. Ilu bein ulam is beach, but if it's the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, lo parshi ela b'shas haktara d'heichal. You only have to get out from the area only if they're burning the ketores in the heichal. But if they're burning the ketores in the lefnai v'lefnim, you could stay. So why didn't the Braisa quote that as a chumrah? So the Gemara answers, no, hachi talk ketani. That's what we mean. When we said, now the Gemara is going to say, when we said that you're allowed to stay there, you're not allowed to stay there, shalom b'shas haketara, what did that mean? We said it means dam. Now we're saying, you know what it means? It means the lefnai v'lefnim ketores. It's called shalom b'shas haketara of the heichal, but it's the shas haketara of the lefnai v'lefnim. So that's exactly now the Gemara says it's exactly what we meant. That's what we meant. Ella shebehechal in the heichal portion, you have to get out of there. Bein b'shas haketara, whether there's burning of the ketores, or bein shelo b'shas haketara, or whether there's no burning of the ketores in the heichal, but it's taking place in lofnai v'lofnim. We translated that to before to mean dam. Now we're changing. Umi bein ulam l'mizbeach, and the area between the ulam and the mizbeach ain't portion. You only have to leave. El b'shas haketara. Only if ketores is going on in the heichal. But if ketores is going on in lefnai v'lefnim, you could stay. So the Gemara says, v'ikah ha'maila. But I have another chumrah, another one. You know what? The ilu meheichal, because from the heichal, parsha you have to leave. Bein b'kedusha d'day, bein b'kedusha lefnai v'lefnim. Same thing by dams, by the bloods. You have to leave. You have to leave, no matter what dams are being done. Whether it's dams lefnai v'lefnim or dams in the heichal, but the ilu bein ulam v'lamizbeach, but the area in the ulam and the mizbeach, lo parsha, you don't have to leave. Ela b'kedusha the heichal, only if they're doing dams of the heichal. But if they're doing dams lefnai v'lefnim, you could stay. There's another chumrah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shah Shem Pirish Achad. It's the same chumrah. The same chumrah. It's all one chumrah. The chumrah is that the heichal is more machmir. And the heichal, you have to leave no matter what's being done there, or no matter what's being done for the lefnai v'lefnim. Fine. Okay. Amar Mar. Fine. So that pretty much ends this discussion. That again, there's three areas: the area between the ulam and the mizbeach, the area of the heichal, and the area of the kodesh kedashim. Midrabanan. Well, we'll see that in a minute about the rest of the rabanan. You cannot be in the area that's, well, no one ever can go into the Kodesh Kedashim. That's a given. You can't be in the Heichal if things are taking place in the Heichal or in the Kodesh Kedashim. But once you're outside, then it depends. It doesn't depend. Then Rabbi Elazar said you could stay there. In the Heichal you can't, but in the area outside the Heichal you could stay there. There might be a sheet that says you can't, but Rabbi Elazar says you can. Why? Because the whole reason you can't is it's a chashash. We don't want you being in the same area. So if you're two areas removed, it's not chashash. Amar mar, kach porshin b'shas matan par korin mashiach, upar helam davar shal tibor, usi'iri avodas kachavim. We said that just like you have to leave for the ketores, so too you can't be there when they are sprinkling the dam for those three karbonos. Basically, those three karbonos are when the karbonos made a mistake, when and he acted on the mistake, when Klai Yisrael listened to the wrong psak of a bezdin and followed it, or when the rove of Klai Yisrael was over the Avodah Zarah. So those three, there's a carbon brought inside. It's put inside, very rare, only five times. These three, Yom Kippur and another one. So these are the dams that are done in the inner mizbeach. And we said, you can't be, nobody can be there and watch this. Amar Manolan, how do you know? How do you know these three? So Amar Pedas, Issy Kapara, Kapara, Miyom HaKippurim. There's a Gzei Rishav of Kapara from Yom Kippur, which we know is inside, and nobody could be there. So these other three, where the word Kapara is mentioned. I think one of them, the Kapara is not mentioned, but it's not really the Mepharshim point out, it's not really a Gzei Rishav, it's more of a Binyanav. Whenever any dams are done inside, they all have the same halachas. Whenever any, it's not a Gzeir Shava per se, because the word Kapara is not written by all four, but whenever an Avoda is done Lefnim, the Matan Dan is done Lefnim, all have the same halachos, and they all have to be, no one else can be in there. Amar Rav Ada Achar Ava, Shmamina, you know what you see from here? The Milos Doraisa, the Milos, the increasing levels of Kedusha. There's a mission in Kalim that says there are 10 levels of Kedusha. Yerushalayim is one. Rashi says it over here. Harbayis, Mekudash, Yerushalayim. Harbayis is more than Yerushalayim. The Hachel, that's an area that was marked off on the Harbayis. We said Goyim couldn't go past that area. Maybe people that were Tomim and Rabbanim couldn't go past that area. That's more Kedusha than Harbayis. You get deeper. Ezras Nashim, Ezras Yisrael, Shal Kahanim, Ulam, Mizbeach, Ulam, Heichal, Mizbeach, right? All going deeper into Kodesh Kedusha. Those 10 must be Midaraisa. V'hachi gemiri lehu. And it's halacha l'moshe mishina that there are 10 areas. Why? The Isa, because what do we say? The Isa l'kadaitach derabanan, because if you're going to tell me that they're only derabanan, and what we do? We made a gzeira. We don't want you in the Heichal because you can't be there. So we don't even want you outside the Heichal. Why? Is it there? Maybe you'll walk in. So if the whole thing is the Rabbanon and all the areas are the same, if that's true, then Maishnah B'Ulam Alam is Be'ach. Why are you only making a Gzera against one area? Dilma Mikri V'Aili Mikula? Dilma Mikri V'Aili? Maybe you'll walk in. Mikula Zarinami. Nifreshu. We should throw you out of the whole Azara. Why? Dilma Mikri V'Aili. Maybe you'll walk in. But if each area is a Doraisa, then it makes perfect sense why we threw you out of one area. Because it's a Gzera. We're going to want you walking in here, so you can't go there. But to say you can't go we don't want you in area A, so we throw you out of area B. Now we're going to say you can't go into area C either. That's a Gzera. If it's the whole thing's Dorbanon, they made up any rule they want, so they can say, don't be anywhere. Don't be in area A, B, C, and D. But if the area's a Doraisa, it makes perfect sense that we don't want you in the area to the Ulam and the Mizbeah. We don't want you walking into the Heichal. So we'll throw you out of the Azara. That's a Gzera. That we can't do. So it must be that each area is Doraisa. All these 10 are Doraisa. The Gemara says, not necessarily true. No! Ve'ulam v'lam mizbeach. You know why we threw you out of that area? And Echana means Dorabanan. You have a Gzera issue? No, you know why we picked that area? Kivu de lo mafzik midi lo milka remilsa. That area, the area between the mizbeach and the ulam, is open space. So we have to send you out of that whole space because the whole thing is one area. But the Azara, the area on the other side of the mizbeach, kivu de ikka mizbeach achitzon mafzik minka remilsa. Since the Mizbeach HaChitzon is in the way, that's a very valid, I can't go past here because I'm not allowed to go there. So they didn't have to make a Gzera. So Mizbeach HaChitzon was in the way, it served as a reminder. Okay? So the area, the question of whether or not it's derived or not, we didn't answer that. We tried to say it has to be Daraisa, not necessarily true. Alright, the Gdera Lagzera problem? No, it's not, because the Bedech HaChithon is a markation. Rabbi said, Shmamina, we see from here that Kedushas Ulam Vehechel Chadamilzahi. The Ulam and the Hechel is the same area. Remember I said before, there was no Ulam in the Mishkan. There was no corresponding area like that. And the Beis HaMikdash built this Ulam. So that must have the same area, that must have the same Kedusha as the Hechel. Because if it has two kedushos, then ulam gufe gzeira, then the ulam is the gzeira. We don't want you in the ulam. And then we're going to make another gzeira that you can't be in the area of the ulam and the mizbeach. That's a gzeira l'gzeira. So it must be that the ulam and the hechel have one kedusha. So the Gemara says no, lo, ulam ubein ulam mizbeach chara kedusha hi. That has one kedusha. The ulam. That's very funny, because the Ulam is part of the Hechel building, yet the Ulam and the outside area have the same Kedusha. Ulam, Ubein Ulam is Beach, Chada Kedusha Hi, Hechel Ulam Shtei Kedushos. The Hechel and the Ulam is two Kedushos. That's so funny, because, like we said, this area didn't exist in the Ol Moed, in the Mishkan. There was no such Ulam, there was no Ulam. So it makes a lot of sense to say, even though it's connected in one building, it makes a lot of sense to say the Kodesh is special. The Ulam, that is the same thing as the area outside the Ulam regarding this issue. And therefore that has one Kedusha, so we don't have a Xero problem. Okay. Yeah, fine. Next. B'chol yom ha'yachot b'shal kesef. Every day they made the shovel out of silver. My time of why? Hatorah chas ha'amon ha'shay Yisrael. Torah had pity on us to have to spend it and make it out of gold, because if it would be out of gold, it gets very, very worn out, because hot coals on it every single day. It's constantly replaced. So, okay, they made it out of silver. We had already a discussion. What does that mean? Torah chas ha'amon ha'shay Yisrael. We had this discussion already. V'hayom chotu b'shal zahav u'bo ha'yom ha'kuf. But today it was made out of gold. My time, why? Because the Kohen Gadol. Because they wanted to spare the Kohen Gadol the job having to transfer from one shovel to another. So there's only going to be one shovel, so they left it gold. Every day it was four kabin, and they took the four kabin and they poured it into another shovel of three kabin. So what happened to that extra kav? And then on Yom Kippur they didn't do that, because again, they didn't want to wear out the Kohen Gadol. So every day they took a shovel of four, put it into a shovel of three. On Yom Kippur, they just took a shovel of three. So, Tana, so what happened to that kav of burning hot coals? And it fell onto the floor of the Harabayas, and nobody was wearing shoes. So it's very dangerous, no? So, Nisbazru lo kav gecholim michabdon la'amo. That extra kav of coals fell into an pipe, where it went down to the nether worlds of the underneath. We don't know where that went. So it wasn't a problem of safety, and it was a special area where this went down specifically to save this kav. Tani chada kav. One bride says there was an extra kav, but tani idach kibaya. And another bride says there were two kavs. So how could there be two? So bishlomahach the tani kav rabbanon. The brother said there was a kav, it was rabbanon. It was three into two, it was four into three. Ella hach tani kibaya mani. It can't be anybody. Lo rabbanon, lo rabbiosi. Rabbiosi said it was six into three. So he had three left over. Not two. So the Gemara says, "Amar Chizda Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshav Yochanan ben Brokihi, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshav Yochanan ben Brokihi." Another Tana, Amar Bishal Kabayim Hayimachnas. No, it was two left over. Another Shita, Rabashi Amar. No, Afil Tim Rabbi Yosi. Can even take to Brokihi. V'Hachat Amar. He said, "V'Chol Yom Haysa Chota Bishal Saw Ben Barius." It was a saw of a saw. If we said was six cabin, and we left with three, so it's three left over. So what he's saying is that he meant the saw of the midbar. And when he put it into three, it was three kabbas in Yerushalayim measurements, which means it wasn't six into three, it was five into three, and then there were two left over. Next. B'chol yom ha'isa kveida v'ayom kala. Every day the shovel was heavy and today it was light. Right? Why? Again, we don't want to wear it at the Kohen Gadol. Tana b'chol yom ha'isa gedola gal da'ava. Every day of the year, the metal in this shovel was very thick. It's tough metal. V'hayom rach, but today it was much thinner, so it should be lighter. Next, b'chol yom ha'isa kitzara. Every day the handle was very short. V'hayom arucha, today it was long. my time. Why? Kadesh Tehe Zaro Shal Kohen Gadol Mitziato. So he should be able to put it under his arm, under his armpit, and have it supported by having it carry it there, and not necessarily have to be matriach his arm to carry it in his arm. He can support it by under his arm. Tana b'chol yom lo hayla ni ashtik. Every day the shovel didn't have any ashtik. V'hayom hayla ni ashtik. But today it had any ashtik. What's in the ashtik? We'll see in a second. Divrei Ben Hatzagan. Those are the words of Ben Hatzagan. Who's that? Sometimes it's of Shimon, the son of Chinas Sagan Kahanim. Whatever who that is. Different children of Sagan Kahanim didn't have any ashtik. What's in the ashtik? Rashi says in the ashtik is it had a ring at the end of the shovel. There was a ring there. What was the ring doing there? Rashi says, because to make noise. Because we just said before in Amud Aleph that we asked the Kasha that the Kohen Gadol would always wear the Me'il. The Me'il made noise, so it should be Mechaper on the Lashon Hara talkers who make a lot of noise. Right? That's what we said in Amud Aleph. On Yom Kippur, there was no Me'il. Going into Lefnai V'Lefnim. He wore a wife. So they had noise on this shovel to have a recognition of that idea. To make noise. The Rebbe Chananel says, no, you know what it is? It's a cover. Every day of the year, he would go straight from the coals, he'd grip the coals on the Mizbech HaChitzon, go bring it into Mizbech HaPnimi, and bring it. Here, he would put it down first on the fourth Revid and do other stuff. So to prevent the coals from cooling off, they would cover it. That's what in the Ashtik is. Either way, okay, go over that Gemara again. Brutal, and tomorrow we go on. Tomorrow we go on, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
What was the purpose of the Rebbe?
To make noise. It would clank.
There's a way.